Friday night. It's about 9:30, and I was in my room preparing to kind of get ready to go to bed, and a text message came in from one of our parishioners, Sean Carter, who is one of our deacon candidates. He'll be ordained a deacon on June the 30th, and he's also did our dinner last night, the international dinner, and he's like, what are you preaching on for Pentecost? Because I'm giving a little talk as well, want to see if we kind of can parallel some things. I thought, Pentecost? It's not Pentecost Sunday, it's Trinity Sunday, because I'd spent the whole week preparing for Trinity Sunday. Then I looked at the order and was like, oh my. Now, God is good. I went to my little computer files and realized that about 8 years ago, I preached on Pentecost Sunday. So I dusted it off and got it already. I was like, thank you, God. So today we're celebrating Pentecost Sunday. Next week will be Trinity Sunday. So at times I can't help but feel sorry for the Holy Spirit. God the Father gets his own prayer, the Our Father. Jesus Christ, life, death, and resurrection from the dead is at the center of our faith. Then you have, like, the Holy Spirit. Kind of seems like the third wheel of the Trinity. You know, it's kind of like out there. But Pentecost is a wonderful occasion that kind of focuses all of our attention upon the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful opportunity to say, okay, what does this Holy Spirit, how does the Holy Spirit work in our lives? What is his divine mission? So, although sometimes the Holy Spirit can seem like the third wheel of the Trinity, you know, he plays a very important role in our lives. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:3, he says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So this indwelling of the Holy Spirit allows us to recognize Christ and to call him Lord. In Galatians 4:6, we're told God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So again, we see the Spirit coming into this relationship, helping us to understand Christ. St. Irenaeus, who was one of the early church fathers, kind of puts this together for us nicely and helps us to see the relationships between the Trinity. He writes, it's impossible to see God's Son without the Spirit, and no one can approach the Father without the Son, for the knowledge of the Father is the Son, and the knowledge of God's Son is obtained through the Holy Spirit. So all these relationships of the Trinity sort of start with the Holy Spirit, helping us to understand our relationship with God and neighbor. Now, the Holy Spirit is what enlightens our lives today, helps us to live out our faith. St. Thomas Aquinas has a little catechism, he calls it, and he details five workings of the Holy Spirit. He says the first one is the forgiveness of sins. There are two gospel options for today's Pentecost readings, and the one I didn't choose is John 20. And in John 20, we have Jesus appearing to the disciples post-resurrection, the upper room, and he says to them, receive the Holy Spirit. He breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. He says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained. So this is really a gift, this understanding of sin. Now we know sin is always bad, we don't want to do sin, but to acknowledge it is a wonderful gift. And I say this because of an experience I had a couple years ago. I have a friend who's not Catholic, who has a friend who is spiritual but not religious. And my friend who's not Catholic, he's Episcopalian, was talking to a spiritual, not religious friend, and he's like, I'm kind of struggling with my spiritual life. And my friend says, I know a Catholic priest, kind of cool guy. You want to talk to him? The guy was like, yeah, that'd be really neat. So much for spiritual, but not religious, right? So anyway, so I'm having lunch with this guy, and we're kind of talking. And he said, yeah, I don't really like the whole religion thing. I don't really like it. You know, sin, it's so puritanical. I don't like it. Okay, but thinking to myself, you've invited a Catholic priest to lunch. But that's okay. That's okay. So we're talking away, and I started hearing him tell me what's going on in his life, and sin was in his life. Sin is in all of our lives. We're all sinners. But the beauty of the gift, this gift of the Holy Spirit, is that we can acknowledge it. We can say that this is sinful. This is wrong. And then we want to get rid of it. It's like when you have a pain in your arm. You can ignore that pain in your arm all you want, but most likely it's not going to go away. If anything, it gets worse if it's something pretty nasty, right? But when we have pain in our arm, we go to the doctor. And the doctor says, have the surgery or take this drug and we'll get rid of that pain. Well, it's the same thing with sin. If we have that gift to say, this is sin, we can go to the divine physician. And Christ can say, I will forgive you of your sins and put you back into right relationship. Another working of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit enlightens our minds. The gospel tells us today, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you. So we see this in the first reading. The disciples start preaching and everybody hears them in their own language. Well, our faith is not based upon a language or a nation or a political party or economic system. It's based upon this relationship with God. God has created us. God knows who we are spiritually, emotionally, physically, everything about us. So he wants to enlighten us. He wants to give us this wonderful understanding of who he is. That has to be revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. And when we know who we are and who God is, then we can have that inner peace with ourselves and with our neighbors. So God, through the Holy Spirit, is going to continue to enlighten our minds to help us to understand our true identity. This next brings us to the third working of the Holy Spirit, which is adherence to the commandments. In today's gospel, Jesus says, whoever loves me will keep my word, keep my commandment. Now, we know that at times being a Catholic Christian is not easy. We're going to be called to deny ourselves. We're going to be called to serve people we might not like. Love, pray for those who will persecute you, right? Love your enemies. It calls for humility, saying, you know what? I don't have all the answers. You, God, have to give that to me. And you have through the commandments. The commandments don't limit us in any way. They actually free us. They help us to understand our relationship with God and neighbor so we can live it out more fully. The fourth working of the Holy Spirit is hope. Hope says that there's something greater to be desired for and the expectation to get it. Now, I think of our relationship with our parents. We had Mother's Day last week and Father's Day is coming soon, right? And our parents want the best for us. They want to give us everything that they possibly can. They want to make sure that we're safe because they love us. Well, this is the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be in relationship with him. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us to prove the love he has for us. And this is our hope. The same way an innocent man being put to death could be redeemed through the resurrection of Christ, no matter what happens in our lives, can be redeemed through God's actions. And this is the hope that all of us have. No matter what situation we find ourselves in, if we stay close to God and allow neighbor to work through God and with us, God can redeem any situation we find ourselves in. And this leaves us to the fifth working of the Holy Spirit, and that is counsel, which enables us to judge properly in difficult situations. So again, we're going to be in difficult situations, at work, in home, in town, whatever it is. We're going to find ourselves thinking, what am I supposed to do here? And sometimes it's not easy. The world wants to pull you in one direction. Maybe people who aren't exactly the most holiest of people are going to pull you in a different direction. Our emotions might pull us in a different direction. But we have to say, okay, what is the right thing to do here? And in my life, I've seen this. There are times that I'm banging my head against the wall, trying to figure out what to do, what to do, what am I supposed to do? Then after banging my head for a while, I'm a head, you know, Irishman, you know, get those head, hard heads, you know, I say, you know what, maybe God might have something to say here. Why don't you be quiet for a little bit and ask God? Then all of a sudden, it's like, poof, you kind of get that answer. I'm a big believer that God speaks to us through other people. I've shared this before, but I think it's important at times in my life. You know, family, friends, neighbors have just kind of come in and said, you know what? Been thinking about this. You know, God put this on my heart. I want to share this with you. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, that's exactly what I was looking for. Now, there are crazy people in the world, so we have to have discernment too, okay? So just because someone says something to you, don't go on it, right? We do have to have some discernment there. But there's also times in my priestly ministry when I've been working with people who come in to talk to me, and all of a sudden, it's just like this word just comes, And I was like, huh, that's interesting. And I'm like, I kind of feel like God's telling me that here it is. Here's what's kind of coming. And it's beautiful. I call these wonderful God moments when I really feel that God is speaking to me through another person or allowing me to speak on his behalf through the office that he has given to me. And I think when we're close to the Holy Spirit, these instances will happen in our lives. So today we're celebrating Pentecost. We see the Holy Spirit coming down upon the apostles. It's the birthday of the early church. And we can think, okay, great, 2,000 years ago this event happened. But Pentecost can happen every day for us. Because if we acknowledge that we have to have sin out of our life, if we say to God, please enlighten my mind, help me to understand what it is you want me to do, help me to follow your commandments, and know that God is there for us through that virtue of hope and gives us wonderful counsel, well, then Pentecost can happen every day for us because the Spirit of God will come upon us, that Holy Spirit, enliven our lives and allow us to be that wonderful Christ to the world.